World leaders renew their condemnation of Washington's blockade of Cuba.
History has taught us that the maintenance of international peace and security cannot be separated from sustainable development. In this regard, we maintain that the economic, commercial, and financial embargo imposed against Cuba, a Caribbean nation, which has been in place for almost six decades, undermines the country's potential to achieve sustainable development and economic growth.
Case Rowley, Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, addressing the general debate of the 74th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York.
Trinidad and Tobago maintains further that the imposition of unilateral coercive measures against Cuba under the Helms-Burton Act is inconsistent with international law and the Charter of these United Nations. Trinidad and Tobago thus reiterates its call for the unconditional lifting of the economic, commercial, and financial embargo against Cuba.
World leaders demand the lifting of Washington's nearly six-decade-old blockade of Cuba.